It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
By God, Bob was right. He said this week was going to fly by. I feel like we just started the show going very quickly, and it's already 9 o'clock.
I know. Moves fast on a Wednesday, right?
That's right. Don't forget.
Fly by, baby.
You can now go to @BobFesco on Twitter as he has the poll question up. We asked you all at the beginning of the show, and we've continued to go hour by hour. Our poll question on a Wednesday: who leads the Chiefs in receptions on Thursday night? Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco. Last year, it was Isaiah Pacheco on night one. Travis Kelce didn't play. Kadarius Toney was -1 in catches. Sky Moore never had a reception. I don't even think he had a target. Maybe I'm wrong, unless you guys are freaks and you know every play from last year's opening game. I just remember like 3 plays last year. And they all involve Kadarius Toney.
They all involve Kadarius yeah. Toney is right.
And not that one was a catch.
No. It was off the hands. It was an overthrow. Like, what is going on here?
Right. And so we've had the poll up since the start of the show at 6 o'clock. And right now, Bob's guy, Rashee Rice, is leading with 507 votes. 56% are leaning towards Rashee Rice. 34%. Are going towards Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, 4.3, and Xavier Worthy, 4.9. So not a lot of people thinking Xavier Worthy is going to be loose, but he will be the only Xavier that will be loose in Kansas City because Xavier Balbadar, a.k.a. the Chiefsaholic, gets sentenced tomorrow.
Tomorrow he gets sentenced.
Over
huh?
under 15 and a half years.
He better go away for a lot. He was stealing from teachers. So he should go away for the rest of time. Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife's a teacher. My mom's a teacher. My sister's like, I come
heavily
from a long
biased
line.
Over here.
Yeah, I am,
but aren't we all?
But I mean, look, you're messing with teachers' money, yeah. man. Like, teachers do so much work that people are not thankful enough for.
Right.
This guy was robbing teachers' credit unions and whatnot. The guy's a scumbag. He deserves to go away for a very long time. No yard time, no TV time. Make him suffer.
No, I think it's. I think the reports I saw is he's going to get like a minimum of like 20 years.
Well, good. That ain't long enough.
And he ain't going to have good behavior. He's going to be stealing pack of ramens and trying to sell them on the open market.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of thieves. Like, it's one thing. Like, I don't steal. Right. Like, I've never been inclined to steal or anything like that. This guy wasn't just stealing. I mean, he was robbing banks. He was robbing teacher credit unions, like, and then showing up at the Chiefs game. Like, I really do feel bad for the organization that this guy, an X factor, are attached to the Chiefs organization like these super fans, because the teams have nothing to do with these losers. Mm. These guys are just losers that happen to root for the team, but everybody calls them Chiefs super fan. Like, I feel bad that the organization has to be associated with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on the text line referring to the poll that we put up, who led in the AFC Championship game in receptions last year? Travis Kelce had 11.
Yeah.
But he had like 8 in the first half. And then and then Rashee Rice had 8 receptions, was second in receptions. And Isaiah Pacheco still, again, had 4.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night when we do, or tomorrow during the show, we do prop bets. And the over-under for receptions for Isaiah Pacheco is 3.5. We're going to hammer over in receptions. But again, the Samaje Perine thing kind of scares me with receptions.
Yeah, I know.
Receptions, not handoffs.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit early maybe for Perine to be counted on that much. They, you know, they love Pacheco and they love Steele. And so I think they've got themselves a nice 1-2 punch that they're really excited about. I think Perine's, they had another Perine on the team. I was going through the roster. Did you know there was a LaMichael Perine mm-hmm. that played here? So did they just give him the same jersey and save on the stitching?
Imagine the guy that bought the Pirine jersey for like $7 at Rally House. And now he's like, who all said this was a dumb purchase now?
Imagine the guy buying a Pirine jersey, right?
Like, I mean, it was $7.
Imagine two guys with the same name, Pirine. That's not like Smith.
Sounds like he could like solve any sort of like code there was on the internet. I am interested to know, though, because I know Jay Binkley will be watching play after play after play when it comes to getting ready for tomorrow night. Bob, you're probably going to have some smokehouse wings or something because they got that new flavor that I'm really interested in. Got my ears kind of turned on when you talked about it. But there is tonight on NFL Network, America's Game, where they're going to replay highlights and stuff of the Chiefs Super Bowl last year that they were victorious in. There's also the people out today going getting flags, and maybe that's like your, you know, your big wake-up call. I was talking to my best friend's mother at the pool on the Labor Day Sunday, and I was like, hey, I was like, are you
Mrs.
ready?
Mrs. Robinson?
No. Sweetheart of a lady, Miss Kathy. And I was like, hey. I was like, are you ready for Chiefs football? Because she was one of those people, you know, older generation, you know, always led with heartbreak. But then Patrick Mahomes came along and it was like, boy, I love this team. And I was like, are you ready for, you know, the football season? She goes, you know, I wasn't.
Did you say it like this? Are you ready for some football?
I can't take that. But I did ask her. I was like, are you there? And she goes, you know, I wasn't. But I watched the franchise, two episodes, and I'm ready for Thursday.
Yeah, kind of gets you ready, right? Kind of puts you in the mindset. And Rob Alberino and company do an amazing job with the franchise over there. Shout out, Rob. And they put together some incredible stuff. The stuff they did with the old movie camera, too, I thought was some of their best work back in, I guess it was came out in the early spring when they did that. They've done some amazing stuff with 65 toss power traps. So that gets you kind of fired. I mean, of course, NFL Network, you know, always before that Thursday night game, they open that Wednesday with the team that won the Super Bowl. It just happens to be us over the last few years with the documentary and the look back. I always like those because it kind of reminds you of what you forgot, you know, like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like you were talking about the Lions game. There'll be something we see in that probably tonight where we're like, oh, crap, I totally forgot that happened in the Lions game. Then I'm sure they're going to feature the blow up, you know, where he yells at Kadarius Toney and then, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes was broken, you know, commercial. And then they have the Raiders game and they go, it looked like it was at the end of the road for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Commercial.
And then January happens. And we all know they win the Super Bowl. So I think I can kind of script that how it's going to go. But it does a good job of reminding you of what you forgot. Because we do get caught up in the moment and you totally forget about some of the things that went on. And you're like, oh, yeah. And it's also getting to the point where you're starting now to forget what year all of this happened in. Because there's been so many. We've gone from not winning anything to going, now, was that the first Super Bowl?
Are they blended?
The third Super Bowl? Yeah, they're starting to get blended a little bit. Yeah, they really are. Especially when you have San Francisco twice, you know, and, you know, potentially Philadelphia twice after this year. So it starts to blend together. The seasons start to blend together. You know, it's crazy how that happens. I never thought that would happen. I went to college in 95 and I remember talking to somebody. He goes, eventually you'll start to forget who's in what grade and what age people are in college. You'll start to think this guy was in this pledge class, this guy was in that one. I'm like, ah, that'll never happen. Well, it has. And that's kind of where we are, you know, with the Super Bowls and whatnot. Like they all start to kind of blend together and that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Like you don't forget them or anything, but they all start to kind of blend together. Go, oh yeah, that was the first Super Bowl or that was the third Super Bowl. Like we're at that point where we've got so many of these damn things. The only one you don't remember is the Tampa one.
I will say I'll be watching the Royals at 6:40, but I will be either recording or depending on how the game goes, I'll be flipping over to the NFL Network to get prepared for this season that is upcoming tomorrow.
I think the Royals are to that point where they're going to have to earn a lot of people back after this last week.
For sure. Somebody said on the text that you guys forgot about Juju Smith-Schuster on the receptions. No, we didn't.
No.
We just decided not to put him in there.
Yeah.
So thank you. But no, I think it's interesting. You know, I mean, I'm interested to know what people do. 913-586-7965. I know that we do this for a living and we could be considered freaks or nerds or geeks, whatever it is, or losers by some, of what you're doing to prepare for tomorrow night. Or if you're just like, you know what, normal night, get the kids from school, make dinner, go to bed, wake up, and then tomorrow you're putting your Chiefs colors on and riding through town high on, you know, your Chiefs high horse.
Yeah, we got our first high school tennis match today at 3:30 that I'm excited about. And then we got soccer after that. I mean, I had a boy show up at the door last night asking my eighth grader to a dance.
Like, damn.
I mean, like, it's been a whirlwind for me, so that's how I'm getting ready. Give me the game.
That's right. Mac, you gonna do anything wild?
I'm going to be at the game, so.
What about tonight, though?
Oh, tonight?
You can't, I mean, unless you're really going to be out there doing interviews, you know, to.
you know.
Yeah, I guess that's what. Yeah, I guess that's what I'll be doing. I'll just be kind of prepping, getting ready, get some good sleep. That's pretty much it. Boring.
You are gonna have to text me what the spread is pregame and in halftime, because I was giving you some insight when I used to go there all the time for Chiefs games.
It's never any good.
What, the spread?
Yeah.
There was one time it was meatball subs, and then at halftime it was chicken strips, and Steven Serta and I made chicken parmesan sandwiches.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Chicken strips are always a home run.
Yeah, that's easy. That's
and
easy.
They got that nacho cheese over there that you can just get fat with, you know?
Hey, if it's free, I'll take it.
Bring Ziplocs. Fill them up.
Yeah.
Nobody will look the other way.
I'll take some of the blue and some of the yellow.
That's right.
And don't get cheap on me. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the other side, we dive more into what is tomorrow night, which is Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, a random Chiefs question for you as well on the text line, 913-586-7965. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. We call this show Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
I'll tell you sometime on the air who we were talking about. That's fine.
Okay. Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Obviously, the Royals tonight, the Chiefs tomorrow. Vern's pregame show, his on-deck show, 5:30. Chiefs start tomorrow at 4:30. You're loaded. And then the Royals and the Twins play this weekend. So hopefully you get a win tonight against Cleveland.
Gotta get
surely
a win tonight.
Can't win. They can't lose eight in a row.
Call me Shirley, but yeah, they could.
I do get that reference. Mac, do you get that reference?
I've heard it before. I don't know.
It's from the movie Airplane.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah. You like to see grown men naked.
Ever been to a Turkish prison?
No. Home is where you make it. That is a Joe Dirt reference as we continue to dive into this. Let's bring it in. The boss wants it quickly and efficient. So, again, Chiefs-Ravens tomorrow night. Cannot wait. We are almost there. And we've already gotten to the point where we bring up, it seems like we were talking about this also during the break, where, like, the same stuff gets recycled every year.
Oh, every year, yeah.
Are the Chargers going to be able to handle the Chiefs? They're the best team in the West outside of the Chiefs.
Are they?
I don't know.
I mean, like, if I was
does it matter?
Does it matter? Right. Like saying that they're the second best team in the AFC West, that's like saying I don't even know what an example is. It's like saying you're a good chain pizzeria.
It's like you're the best female swimmer that's not named Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, right?
Lapping competition. And Rich Eisen and Travis Kelce were doing a little conversation together. Of course, he asked him the age-old question that he gets asked the last 4 years of his life.
Year dozen, you know, you get a shot at a three-peat, and are you looking at this as maybe your last year? Like, just walk through the front door here, brother.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm still enjoying coming to work. I'm not dreading practices. And, I had my guy, Julian Edelman, jump on New Heights with me and my brother last year. Uh-huh. And he was mentioning, you know, he had to hang it up when he couldn't go out there and practice, when he couldn't get out there and work on his craft to feel like he's, you know, accountable for the guys next to him. That's when he kind of started questioning. And I'm just having so much fun. I'm just, you know, just so appreciative and so fortunate that I've been able to come into year 12 and still have this energy and this love and the ability to go out there and get to work, man.
How much did you think about it after winning a second time? How much?
It didn't cross my mind one bit. I think the excitement of the challenge of this year and being able to maybe do it a third time in a row, I think that alone was all I needed to come back. And I mean, that was instant thought. So it was never even a chance and hope that I wasn't coming back this year.
So again, there is another question for Travis Kelce. Are you going to retire if you win a three-peat? I'll have an honest conversation with you right now. I do think, and I've been in the wrong with some people because they think if he wins a three-peat, why not go for a four-peat? Look, I do think that the perfect way to ride it out would be at the end of a three-peat. I do think that. This is why when we talked about this earlier, and we'll talk about it again, why my surprise player of the year is who it is for the Kansas City Chiefs as a newcomer to this roster. But why, let me ask you this question. Why wouldn't you retire after winning a three-peat and sign a $100 million plus contract for the New Heights podcast?
Because you only have a limited amount of time that you can be a professional football player or baseball player. And once you step away, that portion of your life is over. So you better be ready to say that that portion of your life is over, because you should play sports as long as you possibly can, because you're never going to be able to do that again. And at 35 years old, you know, the time is getting closer to the end than the beginning, as we know. If I'm Travis Kelce, if I'm Andy Reid, and I would tell Andy this as well, I would come back for as long as I possibly could physically do it and still have that drive every day to get up and go out there and be part of a team and be part of the sport. And, mm-hmm. and the minute you lose that drive, and the minute your body doesn't recover, and the minute you just feel like you are done, then you walk away. But once you walk away, it's like these guys who play minor league baseball, and you're like, why are you 35 and still at AAA Omaha? Like, what are you doing? As long as somebody's willing to pay you to go out there and play, you take advantage of that. And I believe he has another year left on his contract after this mm-hmm. one. I would be surprised if he plays after next season, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if they three-peat and he comes back for a fourth, plays out that final year of the contract, and then rides into the sunset. Because once it's gone, it's gone, and you can never, ever, ever recreate that locker room, that camaraderie, that mm-hmm. bond, that team that you have right now here with your teammates. And I think that's the reason why you continue to do it.
Look, I'm not advocating for him to retire, and I would love it if he stuck around. But the thing is, I can go from the opposite side of the room. What else does Travis Kelce have to prove? Absolutely nothing.
It's all about legacy, though, with these guys right now.
What else in his legacy does he have to
prove? You win four in a row.
But if you win three in a row.
Four is better than three, you know?
Then that's, thank you. But the problem with this that I have is that, like, it's also the NFL. And, like, every year, we always get to the point when we get to December, like, boy, Travis looks beat up.
You're listening to Carrington and Rob too much. Like, he knows how to turn it on now. Yeah, like, and that's the important thing, right? When it matters, he's there.
And that's fine. And look, we'll see what his production is this year, which is, again, I'm not saying that it's going to, like, you know, regress significantly, but, you know, he has nothing else to prove. He's got a fabulous career outside of the game. Obviously, health is a factor. And again, it's not like I'm the bad guy here. I'm just being in the opposite side of the conversation where it's, hey, like, you're an all-pro tight end. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. Also, the way I look at it this way is to add a little stories to the scripts that you like to do. Guess who's going to go into the Hall of Fame the year before he would go in if he retired after this year?
His brother.
So then he gets to go in the next year. So Travis gets to watch Jason go in. Then Jason gets to come back and watch Travis go in. Travis goes in as a four-time champion, a winner of a three-peat, consecutive 1,000 yards for a tight end that's never been done before, may never get done again unless Sam Laporta just goes nuts, which could happen. But again, I'm not advocating for him to retire. I'm just trying to put the thought process in people's head that if it does happen, it would be the perfect way to go out on a three-peat, winning your fourth title, solidifying every sort of box there is. And some people in the text say, well, he wants Tony Gonzalez's record. He's not even thinking about Tony Gonzalez.
Patrick Mahomes knows every record. I don't think Travis Kelce knows every record, nor really cares about every record.
And he couldn't
right?
get that record.
But
I see
a major hole in your script, because the script would dictate that at some point this season, Jason comes out of retirement to the Chiefs or to the Eagles, plays portion of this season, and they both officially retire after this year, and they both go into the Hall of Fame together. That's the script. If you're looking for the script, that's how that one plays out. But Travis is not slowing down. Despite what Robin Carrington want to tell you every day from 2 to 6, he's not slowing down. He's become a smarter football player. And that's one of the things that I really do appreciate most about Travis Kelce. He's lived his football career like we are supposed to live life. When Travis first got into this league, he was a dope. I mean, there's no other way to put it. He'll tell you that too. He was doing all the stupid stuff. He was getting in trouble. Andy Reid, after that Eagle game, was at his breaking point and basically said to Travis Kelce, this is it, man. This is your final straw. And what did Travis Kelce do? As he got older in age, he matured. He matured on the field. He matured off the field. He learned how to be an adult. He got rid of his 20s, got into his 30s, became smarter. And now he understands how to truly play the game and what matters most. Travis Kelce, sometimes during the regular season, and I think we probably saw a little bit of it last year, is like a gentleman who grounds the second in May and trots the first base. You don't need to bust it down to first base on May 3rd on a ground ball to second base. You only have so many bursts. You only have so many times that you can do that before your body falls apart. Mm-hmm. You're not going to waste one of those on a grounder to second base in May. Just like Travis Kelce isn't going to waste that on the Carolina Panthers in October. Like, yeah, there may be a game this year where he doesn't have any receptions, or he has a game where he doesn't do a whole heck of a lot. Everybody goes, what's wrong with Travis? Nothing's wrong with Travis. They're preserving Travis for the end of the season when it matters most. So when January hits, we see what Travis Kelce did last year in January. And there was no better playoff performer for the Chiefs last year than what Travis Kelce did. When the lights got bright, when the games mattered, he turned it on. And that comes with age. You know how to preserve your body over the course of the season. Again, taking Travis Kelce in fantasy this year may sound good, but he may not put up the numbers that you want because the regular season just doesn't matter to him. It's all about what he does in January, being healthy and being ready to go in January. And look what he did last year. Once the lights got bright, the games got big, Travis Kelce took over. That's a veteran player.
Yeah, Travis Kelce had 354 yards fewer than he had the year before.
Yeah.
7 fewer touchdowns and 2 yard average fewer than the year before. I would think that would be the definition of slowing down from what you were. In my opinion, 93 receptions last year, the year before, 110.
Yeah, he also missed 2 games.
Correct.
The first one and the last
because
one.
Because of injuries. And then being, you know, load management.
Yeah, load management. Yeah, I mean, if
now, was he great in the AFC Championship game? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
great
fine.
In the Super Bowl.
But
yeah,
again, that's still not going against saying that he's slowing down. He's just saying you don't have to be the Travis.
Depends on how you define slowing down. Like slowing down because they want him to slow down, or slowing down because he can't do it anymore? Are they putting a governor on him? Or is he just getting up there in age? I think it's more of a governor being put on him,
yeah.
Even though he says it. But that's why Andy Reid is so good at what he does as a coach, because he knows individual players, knows how to push them, knows how to put them in position to be successful, understands what matters most. And winning a game and getting Travis Kelce numbers in the regular season just is not an important factor for this team
at
all.
And to be fair, I think it was one less game, because I don't think he played in the last game of the season for like the last 4 years.
True.
Yeah. So it really is one less game.
I think both of you guys are a little bit right. I think it depends on what you define as slowing down. But you're right. When it matters, Travis Kelce's still the best in the game. But I think to your point, Dusty, can he do it for 20 games anymore at that consistent pace and playing the most snaps on the team and being in on blocking plays? We're not going to see him on run plays a lot this season. You can book that.
But it doesn't have to be. You don't
No,
need
he doesn't
him.
Have to be. It doesn't matter. But that's still slowing down to me.
The definition of you're not the same as you were, that's not saying that you suck. It's like I always use a comparison of Jason Witten. Like Jason Witten, when he was with Tony Romo in Dallas, was like an elite tight end for a long time. And then it came to the point where it's like, hey, you're no longer that Jason Witten. You're now red zone Jason Witten, where I'm just going to target you 5 times a game, and 3 of those are going to be inside the 20, just get some touchdowns. That doesn't mean that you're not a great player. It just means that your role has changed because your ability has now slowed down. Travis Kelce, what,
34?
About to be 34, about to be 35? Right?
Pretty sure.
I thought it was 33, about to be 34. I thought him and Tay were the same age.
Oh, you might be right. Let me double check you.
I thought they both turned 33 last year. I could be wrong.
He'll turn 35 in October.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. So he'll be 35, right? Like, that's ancient in the NFL, especially in a guy that's been taxed his whole career.
Sure.
Again, I'm not saying that it's over and done with. It's just that maybe the 1,200, 1,100-yard season with Travis Kelce isn't there, but maybe it doesn't necessarily have to be,
matter.
Right?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But it is slowing down. It is going to a different role. It's more of a conservative role of Travis Kelce. So we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. And I hope I am. Maybe he has 1,200 yards this year and 18 touchdowns and 114 receptions. Would be awesome.
What if he does that and they get bounced early in the postseason?
Then he's back. I said he's gone if they win a 3-peat.
No. Like people like, oh, look at all the numbers Travis Kelce put up. But to me, I don't, like you mentioned all those numbers, I don't really care. As long as the wins come and they win in January and February, that's what matters. And if you preserve Travis Kelce all season long and he gets you 600 yards and 4 touchdowns in the regular season, but then the playoffs come and he gets you 350 again and 4 touchdowns like he did or whatever it was this past year, then I'm good with that. I mean, I think that's where I'm kind of different than everybody else when it comes to whether or not somebody's being productive. To me, with this Chiefs team, the only thing that matters is winning the Super Bowl. How they get there, the journey is going to be very interesting. interesting to watch, but by no means am I invested in each individual player and what they do from a numbers perspective on how that's going to factor them into winning. The ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. I enjoy the journey. I like getting there. I'm not worried about what numbers are. And if Travis Kelce and this team three-peat and they get that Super Bowl championship, he hasn't slowed down to me.
I mean, we counted all the Kadarius Toney drops last year that ruined him to get the number one seed in a first-round bye. So sometimes numbers do play an effect. Speaking of numbers, newcomers to the Chiefs, not naming Xavier Worthy, that could have the biggest impact on the roster this year. Mac, why don't you start us off with this one, as you have a player of interest that I like.
Yeah, give me Jaden Hicks at safety. This is Brett Veach's position. This is what he does best at, defensive backs. This is that, you know, third or fourth round type pick where he's just going to hit and it's going to be an instant impact both on special teams and on defense. Dealing with some injuries, dealing with some, you know, kind of light depth there in the defensive back room right now, especially at corner. You got Justin Reed going to be banged up for the first few weeks of the season.
Nah, he's 100%. He's good to go. Don't worry about him.
Okay, great. Perfect. Well, yeah. Hicks will still get that opportunity, if not at safety, definitely at slot corner. Spax doesn't even really know who the second starting corner is. I'm sure he does in the back of his mind, but publicly has not announced it. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a bunch of opportunity for snaps, and I think he's going to be one of the best tacklers on the team. He'll be a national name here by week 9 or 10.
Bob, who you got as a newcomer that could be an effective part of this roster?
Carson the Animal Steel. Just get too much information from people in the organization that really love this guy, and so I'm going to ride that bandwagon.
I love that. I'd love to see him get an anytime touchdown on Thursday night.
I think that I want to say that's almost guaranteed that he gets an anytime touchdown.
He gets a touchdown?
I just feel like that's going to be a guy they're going to want to feature.
The steel shove? What are you calling that play?
Not that.
The fake kneel for steel? That'd be a fun play.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. Do the Jameson Winston he did last year. No, I think... to keep continuing on my hatred to the text line, because I'm starting to get enemies, I'll take Jared Wiley.
Like it.
You know, we talk about how we don't need to see a lot of Travis Kelce into the playoffs. Well, then Jared Wiley, step up and show the world what you can be. Big body, tight end. Listen to Travis Kelce. Learn all the ins and outs. And then all of a sudden, when you get your opportunity, just go full force with it. And then what happens? Chiefs win a three-peat. Jared Wiley steps in, and you never lose the connection of a tight end that can be ferocious and great over the middle with Patrick Mahomes, and it's like they never miss a beat. To me, that'd be amazing to see, and I think Jared Wiley could be that guy. I know we've seen Blake Bell, Noah Gray, these guys come in and try to be the next man up, but Travis Kelce's just that damn good that doesn't really matter to be those guys, and you're always going to be in the shadows. But now you're getting closer and closer to the point of, you know, exiting the game of Travis Kelce. Jared Wiley can be that guy that maybe they trust in, and maybe Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce can put him in a room and say, hey, here's what works. This is why when Travis Kelce turns around, the ball is stuck right in his hands, because we have that rapport with each other. That's hard to develop, though.
Like, I was reading something with Jason yesterday, Kelce, talking about that relationship that Kelce and Mahomes have. Like, it's so unique and so different. It's like, go out there and be Travis Kelce and have that. Like, it's just, you can't duplicate that. Like, they're on another planet, another wavelength to each other. They don't even know how they telecommunicate, or however you want to call it. The Wiley kid, though, has impressed, though. I've heard some really nice things about him. You know, he's a guy that gets brought up when you don't bring him up. And so I always think that's good when people voluntarily tell you about somebody that they think is going to be good, or they kind of have high hopes for. And Wiley's that guy, man. Like, I'm excited to see what he can do. And by no means am I saying he's going to be the replacement for Travis or anybody. Yeah. Like, I think that's just unfair to put that on somebody and say, okay, you got to go out there and be the next Travis Kelce. Like, whoa, what are we doing? Like, trying to tell somebody who takes over a quarterback in 10 years here in Kansas City to go out there and be the next Patrick Mahomes. Like, you can't put that kind of pressure on somebody. And if Wiley can go out there and be a nice compliment to Travis Kelce, and as Mac kind of mentioned, maybe some running plays, or, you know, take some downs off or series off for Travis Kelce just to preserve him, because they're going to do that. Hopefully Wiley's that guy that you can rely on and, quote unquote, not miss a beat for as much as you can with having a young guy in there.
We'll do a lot of these tomorrow as we get you set up for the Chiefs and Ravens matchup. Jared Wiley has the second worst odds to score a touchdown.
Of both teams? Just the Chiefs?
The worst odds are no touchdown score at plus 1,300. That ain't happening. Next worst odds of the entire game.
Plus 1,300. Andy Reid has worst coach of the year honors.
I'm sorry, plus 13,000.
Oh, okay. I should say plus 1,300.
Yeah. Jared Wiley's odds for an anytime touchdown score tomorrow night, plus 1,900. Could you imagine lining up and everybody goes to Kelsey's way and then boom, there's Wiley the rookie with a touchdown? You better believe I'm putting $5 on that.
Say, that's a $5.
And your buddy, your guy, Carson Steele, plus 400 anytime touchdown, plus 1,900 first touchdown score. So
you have him at plus 400?
They have
anytime touchdown?
Anytime. It's not good juice.
No, because I think he's going to score.
I've got plus 1,000 on FanDuel.
This says, well, then there's your better odds.
And that's much better.
Plus 400 is insane.
That's insane on DraftKings.
That's too good.
But I'll tell you, I think he's going to score a touchdown. So,
yeah, but yeah. I mean,
Bob will be excited when the Chiefs go all the way down and get stopped at like the 1 yard line. You see 42 trotting there. Bob's going to stand up like Mahomes is watching the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic in the playoffs. That's how Bob's going to be looking. And then when it happens, he's going to send a text being like, told you. Oh, by the way, the game was over.
Oh, yeah, the game, by the way, it's over.
See you in the morning. Get home safe, Mac.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good night.
Yeah. Time to go to bed.
Do you think Carson Steele scores early or late? Like, is he the icing on the cake, or is he the early touchdown?
I would assume he would be an early touchdown.
I think so, too.
Unless you think Xavier Worthy gets that 75-yard bomb to start the game, which I would love.
His odds for any time touchdown for Xavier Worthy?
Just closed it. Sorry about that. No, you're all right. I can bring it back
up. One, FanDuel, which these odds are obviously different by a large margin, 175. Plus 175.
For an anytime touchdown.
Yeah, because, I mean, they believe in you, man.
Yeah.
He's plus 180 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
So we'll do all your interesting.
The discrepancy.
How many touchdowns do you think the Chiefs will score? And the reason I'm asking that is I'm trying to think, like, if you're going to bet anytime touchdowns, who are you going to take? You going to take Rice, Kelsey, and Steele?
I would take Pacheco.
You going to take Worthy? Look at all the options we got right now, guys. I just got goosebumps. Hard. Like, you've got Pacheco, you've got Worthy, you've got Steele, you've got, you know, Travis, you've got Rashi Rice. We didn't even mention Juju Smith-Schuster, who may get some goal line situation
didn't
type
mention,
stuff.
Watson! Yes!
Didn't mention Noah Gray.
The two best odds to score in tomorrow night's game, number one is Isaiah Pacheco, number two is Derrick Henry.
Noah Gray's going to play more than Jared Wiley. I mean, he's going to have more opportunities to score.
Sure.
And he's the only Chief who didn't drop a pass last season.
Tough.
They had 41 drops last year.
Kadarius Toney had 38.
Can that not be a topic this year? Like, the first play of the game, I don't need Collinsworth going, well, they dropped another one. We're off to a bad start, Mike. Let's go down to my son. my God, Dad.
Yeah. Jack.
With no K.
Yeah, J-A-C.
You talk about nepotism. That's the worst display of nepotism in the broadcasting industry.
You think he wears the brown jacket, even though it's going to be 90 degrees?
Yes.
That guy's a turd.
He really is.
Go back to Notre Dame.
No. Like, he got the Notre Dame play-by-play job on NBC for no good reason other than he was Chris Collinsworth's son.
Yeah. He looks like he was created in a lab. Maybe that's rude.
They talk exactly alike.
They really do, yeah.
They have the same neck.
Now here's a guy.
Yeah. Does he do the slide in this year? Dad, Jack. Did I do it right?
Yeah. Hey, Dad!
Yeah. Dad, look at me. Dad, look at me. Son, you get 18 seconds. That's all you get.
That whole NBC pregame show needs to be revamped from top to bottom. There's not one redeeming. Yeah. I mean, other than...
Tirico?
No. From a play-by-play standpoint, yes. I'm talking about from the pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
Other than Rodney Harrison,
that's
there's nobody good on that set.
And they bring in, like, they bring in Matthew Berry, I think, too, like, for fantasy. Yeah. Like, that guy's a creep.
Are they going to bring that guy on that does the polling?
Kornacki?
Yeah, is he going to be on the pregame? Because I've seen him used before.
Karen's son.
Yeah.
Speaking of been used before, Mac went there on his birthday. Dan Campbell does a commercial for it. It's great. It's fantastic. AK Brioche. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friends over at Manning Roofing understand the entire roofing industry from top to bottom. That's why we use them when we needed a new roof a couple of years ago. Storm went through. We had hail damage. I called my friend Jimmy over at Manning Roofing. I said, hey, we need a new roof. That day, they were out giving us that storm damage assessment, letting us know what was wrong and what we needed to do to get that roof repaired. One of the cool things about Manning that I found out through that entire process, they're a true general contractor. They deal with everything. So if you need a new roof, you're probably going to need gutters, maybe some windows, maybe some siding. Manning can handle it all. You don't have to worry about going from place to place to place. Being a general contractor allows Manning to do your entire job. And with a project manager on site, you know exactly when they're going to complete that job. Plus, The other thing that we had to deal with was the insurance company. We've all been there, right? Sometimes it's hard to deal with that insurance company. Well, Manning has done over 1,000 jobs here in Kansas City, thousands of jobs in Kansas City, and they've never been denied a claim once. So Manning is your spot to go. It was our spot to go, and it needs to be your spot to go as well. Even if you're dealing with some insurance issues right now and didn't use Manning, call them and see if they can help you out, because they'll be able to do so. Book that appointment at manninggc.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Or give them a call at 816-448-8208. Manning is my one-stop shop for roofs, gutters, siding, and windows. The choice is simple. It's Manning Roofing.
Lots to get to in this final segment. We like to have fun here on the final segment of Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. You can go out to Rally House and see the two goons that sat behind home plate last night. Those guys I kid with, they're my friends. Rally House at Oak Park from 10 to 2. You can register to win some prize packs with Super Bowl gear while Alex and Cody are there. Nate Taylor
that
is
just
gonna,
rhymed.
Yeah. Nate Taylor is going to be there at 1. So Rally House in Oak Park. Go see Cody and Gold. Or if you want to wait till 1 o'clock, you can go see Cody Gold and Nate Taylor as they all get you ready for tomorrow, which is going to be a banger of a show.
Let me tell you about
all three shows.
Waiting till 1 o'clock. You get to meet one of the nicest human beings in the world in Nate Taylor.
Oh, dude, he's great.
I love that guy so much. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how nice and awesome that cat is.
Also,
he's the best.
Also, to get you set up
makes
for,
up for Cody.
Yeah. To get you set up for tomorrow.
Kidding.
You'll want to tune in to 96.5 The Fan because Chiefs Radio Network will be on here. 4 o'clock, Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler. All those, Art Haynes, Dan Israel, great people all across the board on that show. I don't know if there's one person on there I can't say that I honestly don't love. Literally every single name I just gave you.
It's a great crew. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
There's like there's TNT's pregame show. There's the next line is this pregame show. Put them on Sunday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. Also, they'll have a guest. Mike Tirico will be on that show.
Oh, nice.
So 96.5 The Fan tomorrow here is where you want to be for Chiefs coverage tonight. Starting at 5:30, you get Royals coverage. Get a damn win, boys.
All right.
Go ahead.
Before we get into what we're going to do, we got to kind of reset what's going on our show tomorrow as
yes,
well.
Sir.
Because there's a lot of moving parts. Ben Maller is going to join us tomorrow.
Yep.
Mitch Holtis is going to join us on Thursday this week. He wants to preview the game instead of reviewing it
yes.
on Friday. He's the voice. I'll let him do what he wants. Then we're going to have Nate Taylor, that unbelievably wonderful, likable, lovable dude, coming on at around 8:30 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Then Q's going to join us at 9 o'clock tomorrow on the show. He normally joins us on Wednesday, but he had some stuff that he had to tend to, and so he will join us on Thursday tomorrow. And so we'll get the lowdown. Hopefully after a win tonight, hopefully mm-hmm. everybody's in a better mood and everybody can kind of have a sigh of relief. A buddy of mine who I haven't talked to in a while just sent me a text, and he goes, "What the hell's going on?" And mm-hmm. I said, "Calm down. They're not playing good baseball. They haven't been able to get over Vinny. I've never seen one player demoralize a team like we're seeing right now." And he coaches at Division I basketball school, and he's like, "Damn, I've never seen that either." Like, you got to be able to overcome this stuff. So today's a big day, I mm-hmm. think, for the Royals, because if you lose this one, you've lost 8 in a row.
Ugh.
Now you've got an off day. Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football in the stadium next door to yours. It's going to take a lot to get those fans back. But as long as Boston continues to tank like they are, we're in good spot.
And don't forget Goldilocks tomorrow with Alex Goldilocks.
Yeah.
So loaded show here on Fesco and Dusty as we gear up for what is my first run and Mac's first run on this time slot for a football season. So should be a good one tomorrow for us. We our show's already prepped.
Yeah.
So everybody gets to sleep early tonight because it's a big one tomorrow. Mac, I think you might have a new head coach in football that might be your favorite. I love this guy. And he absolutely took the world by storm yesterday with this commercial for one great establishment.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They could steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
I love Dan Campbell, and so this good. Is just so perfect because...
Why don't they have him bite a knee?
I don't know. The boneless wing's kind of like a knee,
yeah,
right? It's like the it's not the thigh.
Chicken nugget.
Yeah. It's not the thigh or the leg or the drum. It's like the kneecap of the chicken.
Like
I don't
when
know.
That guy didn't put the menu up to his face, Dan Campbell should have bit his knee and said, now try it again.
We just talked earlier about how... Or last week, how Mac had his birthday dinner at Applebee's, and we're like clowning on Mac, like, oh, you went to Applebee's, whatever. It's like, yeah, but Dan Campbell goes there. Yeah. And then the fact that he incorporated the coach covering his face up with the play sheet is even better.
It's so good.
Insane. But I like Dan Campbell. That's why
how could you not, right?
I mean, there's some people probably don't in Green Bay, Chicago, and Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people in Detroit that don't like him.
But it's okay to have a rival, but be like, man, I really like that guy, right? Like, mm-hmm. like Jose Ramirez for the Indians, right? Like, good Lord. Tarek Skubal, as you mentioned, is known for the Triple Crown in the American League from a pitching standpoint. Also, Chris Sale's going to win the Triple Crown in the National League from a pitching standpoint as well. So, like, it's okay to have rivals and be like, man, I really like that guy. Like Patrick Sertan, right? Just getting paid.
Exactly.
Like, we were all thrilled that guy got paid, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all like that guy.
Max Crosby.
Trent McDuffie.
Yeah. Trent McDuffie, probably loved by the other teams as
well. You're a Max Crosby fan.
Yeah, I like Max Crosby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we dislike Max Crosby?
Yeah, he's a Raider.
Yeah, but
it's
again,
okay to say, man, I really like that guy, right?
It's a good guy, yeah.
And here comes the text line.
Yeah, exactly. I do hate the Raiders, though. I get that.
The Raiders are, like, irrelevant, you know?
They're like our little brother at this point. Like, okay.
Not even that. The Raiders are like that oops baby that you have when you're, like, 20 and you're getting ready to get married and your parents announce that they're pregnant.
Hey.
Speaking of being pregnant, this might get me there. PGA Tour announced that it is going to be PGA Tour versus LIV Golf in the match. It's going to be Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler versus Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka in a made-for-TV match in Las Vegas.
Gotta say, I'm rooting for the LIV guys in this one. They're more entertaining than the other two.
I mean,
Scottie Scheffler offers nothing in the form of entertainment.
Give me that. I will be pregnant in December after that.
Do you think they're going to participate in the smack talk? Like, are Rory and Scheffler going
to
allow themselves to have fun?
I mean, Rory will for sure.
Yeah, Rory's more of that guy.
Will Rory, I think he's kind of past that now.
That's fair. He's kind of a heel now.
Because
he was divorced, then he wasn't, then he was like...
Dating that reporter for a hot minute, literally a hot minute.
It was good for him. He got a hall pass and decided to go back home. But yeah, I mean, like Scottie Scheffler finally gets to play against LIV guys. DeChambeau's won a major. Brooks has won majors. Rory and Brooks kind of have a rivalry because Brooks has more majors than Rory. Scottie Scheffler is like today's Tiger Woods. I am all in for that matchup. But
yeah,
I watched that. Yeah, for sure.
But what was the payout to get those guys to do that?
I don't know. It doesn't matter for the LIV guys.
Ooh. Yeah, good question.
Oh, it always matters.
No, for sure. No doubt about it. But we will get you geared up. Like we said, Q, Maller, Alex Gold. Who else? I'm running out of time here. But Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, for crap's sake. Likens, get it together. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, always. Go do nice things for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Stay nice and stay kind. And importantly, stay safe, Kansas City. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Cody and Gold, live from Rally House, Oven Park, next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.